It's 7:20 here on TOP. Let's talk Super Bowl. Both the Ravens and 49ers have strong reputations as defensive teams, but with Colin Kaepernick under center for San Francisco, all that has changed with offensive plays that teams are having a lot of trouble stopping.
Big trouble indeed, and Dimitri talks about the Kaepernick factor with WTOP contributor and Washington Post Express local news editor Clinton Yates and WTOP sports reporters Rob Woodfork and Craig Heist.
Well, that's the big concern for the Ravens because nobody in this league has really figured out a way to stop the pistol offense, and we saw the Ravens have trouble with it against RG3 and the Redskins, especially in the first half of that game that the Redskins won in overtime. So this is going to be a challenge for Dean Pease and the defense of the Baltimore Ravens is to try to find a way to stop Kaepernick, who can certainly not just stay in the pocket and throw the football, but he's certainly very good at running it and has those long strides, much like Rob Woodford.
Kaepernick is certainly the X factor. These two teams are basically mirror images of each other, and it's not just because the coaches are brothers. I mean, it has a lot to do with the fact they're both pretty stout on defense. They both run the ball very well. And of course, you have the X factor with Kaepernick, who is able to run and is a threat to throw the home run. Flacco's had a terrific playoff run, but Kaepernick does some things that really a lot of quarterbacks can't do.
To me, he's much more than an X factor. He has to be the best player on the field for the 49ers to win the game. I mean, we talked about all the things he can do. If he doesn't do them, that right. offense is not that good. And that's where I think you're putting a lot of pressure on a kid who's that young to come up that big in a big game. So yeah, if he has another huge game, sure. But will it happen? We don't know.
But make no mistake about it, the 49ers are going to come out here and try to run the football against the Ravens, and that will set up a lot of what Kaepernick is able to do in this pistol offense. If Frank Gore gets going, that could be a problem for the Ravens defense. And keep in mind, the other thing about that, since Ray Lewis has gotten back and he's healthy and he's recovered from the tricep injury, this guy throughout the playoffs and even the last game of the regular season, he's averaged about 13 tackles a game.
Incredible.
They are riding the coattails of Ray Lewis in his final game.
Could the Ravens find themselves facing a lot of 90-yard drives, starting at their own 9, their own 10? And if that's the case, are they done? Are they in trouble?
Special teams is obviously going to play a role in this one, especially when you take into account how well Jacoby Jones has played this season, both in return game. But if there are long drives, I mean, the Ravens have completed a lot of long drives. I mean, that was the basis for that win in Denver. You know, they had a couple of really long drives that they were able to cap off with touchdowns. So I don't think that they'd necessarily be at a disadvantage in that instance.
I would agree. I think special teams, they've got a huge advantage as far as I'm concerned with Jacoby Jones. I mean, that guy is the only guy on the field, I think, that most people think will likely break one every right. time he touches the football. And to me, he's a big-time factor.
But let's not overlook, you have the Ravens' punting game and also their place-kicking game. Justin Tucker, 30 out of 33 on the year. He's been stellar. He's not a rookie, as rookies go. He's pretty much got ice water in his veins. There's no question about it. The Ravens have the ability kicking. They can kick you out inside the 20. This will be an interesting factor, especially if there's some turnovers in play here, Dimitri, and just what kind of field position each team gets. And I think the team that wins the field position battle may win this game.
And don't forget that the Ravens may have a decided advantage in terms of the kicking game because David Akers has not been healthy.
No.
Let's also not forget John Harbaugh, former special teams coach. This is somewhere where he does not like to make mistakes on the football field, and if none happen, they're at an advantage.
I've been hearing and reading a lot of predictions that this is going to be a high-scoring game. But don't we also run the risk that stick of celery in your hand in the ranch dip might end up being more interesting than the game?
I thought you said heist-scoring games. Anyway, but go ahead.
Will there be a lot of points on the board or no?
Yeah, I think there will be a lot of points on the board because I think that Joe Flacco will try to go over the top like he has in the past. Keep in mind, though, everything that the Ravens do still goes through Ray Rice. If Ray Rice can get going in the running game, he makes him even more effective out of the backfield for Flacco to check down to. But Flacco has had the ability to go over the top to Jones, to Smith, the middle range passes to Anquan Boldin. But the other side of that is for the 49ers, they're physical. And I think the Ravens, from a matchup standpoint, the 49ers give them problems. That's why I'm predicting the 49ers to win this game, probably by a touchdown, but I like about 27-20.
Rob?
This is the one game that scares me because these two teams are so much alike and because they are mirror images of each other like we discussed, it's hard to project who's going to turn the ball over more, who's going to commit more penalties, and that's pretty much where this game is going to come down to, if you ask me. I agree with Heisty, it's going to be a close game. I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game per se. I think somewhere in the neighborhood of 23-20. kind of game. Clinton?
Yeah, I'm in a similar place. I actually think that the Ravens are better in all three phases of the game, special teams, defense, and offense. I'm not saying by a whole lot, but I think they are better, and I think it's going to come down to the kicking game. I've got it at 24-21, but let's not forget Mr. Ed Reed playing in that Super Bowl for the first time, and he's playing near his hometown. I think that guy's going to be the factor, not a factor. Looking for Ed Reed to make a huge play to change this football game.
That's WTOP contributor and Washington Post Express local news editor Clinton Yates with Rob Woodfork and Craig Heiss from WTOP Sports.
And the guys are back at 8:50 to talk about whether it's okay to root for the Ravens if you bleed burgundy and gold. George Wallace, you just had to walk in and give your prediction.
Well, Dimitri, I like to, might as well talk since everybody's talking about the 49ers. I'm going to go with the 49ers as well. I really think that, you know, the Ravens had a little bit of trouble with the Redskins in this kind of offense earlier in December. Redskins won that game. You know, the game that Robert Griffin III got hurt, the pistol offense, I think it's going to do well in that dome. I think the 49ers win it by a touchdown.
I concur.
And I think it's Niners 30, Ravens 27.
You like that brief thing I did? I concur.
They don't need to play the game.
It's not a good idea to disagree with George Wallace.